Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 6th of June, recording at 9:05 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here, and this is pretty much a red ink day all around. Stock markets were subject to more sharp declines, although Wall Street, a bit like Lazarus, recovered here to recoup over half of today's declines, but still down. And government bonds weak in Europe and up a little bit in the USA. And the US dollar, when all these other markets weaken, the dollar tends to rally, and that's exactly what happened today. Precious metals were weak. Industrial metals were down on the day as well. And oil, which had started strong, closed weaker, although not all that much weaker, 72.41. So, where are we in this cycle? Well, certainly the stock market action is screaming medium-term correction, as it has all along. And I think the best we can see from this would be some further right-hand extension to the overall top formations. Now, we could get that. The alternative script would be that, having had the extreme reaction against the primary trends, that was the initial dive off the highs by so many stock market indices, that's the classic type 2 ending characteristic, which is usually preceded by waning upside momentum, as we saw for so many indices. Now, after the initial sharp downward move, it's not at all unusual to then go into a somewhat slower ranging phase of decline, much like what we see in reverse with the type 2 bottoms, where you get a spike off the low, and then the markets go into more of a two-way action ranging type of move overall. Well, we will see, of course, but needless to say, this is not a time to be calling the bottom or to be bullish, although it might well be a time to think about where you want to invest, those of you who hold some cash. And frankly, the lower markets go, the better the buying opportunity will actually be. And I dare say, also, the more quickly we might see markets recover. That's provided we don't get a crash. Now, I only mention a crash because I noticed that a number of publications have mentioned this as a possibility here recently. I think I saw that on one of the Daily Reckoning headlines as well. Now, I tend to treat that kind of talk as a contrary indicator. So I'm certainly not expecting a crash. If they're statistically possible, but I just think it's a rare occurrence in stock markets overall. I'm happy to describe this as a medium-term correction, which I think will be over before the end of October. And it's just a matter of monitoring the shape and extent of this decline overall. But I'm in no hurry to come in and buy at this stage, although, as I've mentioned in today's comment of the day, I think I'll look at the charts and put in a few optimistic bids, starting with India, in terms of the JII, the JP Morgan India Fund, which is an investment trust that I use as my vehicle for India. But there are lots of other good ones, of course, in the subscribers library. Now, the only market that's remained immune to the selling pressure to date, and predictably so, is that China Shanghai A-Share Index. And there is a fund. It's a Bermuda-listed dollar-denominated fund that you can see in the library in the Asian fund section. I think it's the Martin Currie A-Share Fund that is available. So, but as to say, I may well be tempted by that fund and others, and no doubt others later in the year, but not in the short term. And government bonds, I can see these rallying again if we get to a further and steepening stock market sell-off, but again, I maintain government bonds are in a secular bear market because of the gradually rising inflation pressures. Now, central banks have been talking tough on inflation, particularly the Fed and the ECB recently, very recently. And I've described it in the comment as a bit of humbug because they, of course, created the inflation to begin with. It's first and foremost a monetary problem, as is deflation. So, in a good sort of reactive political way, they are addressing the present concern, inflationary pressures. But if markets continue to head down the way we've seen yesterday and today, it won't be long before they become doves on inflation. But in which case they would probably declare a victory, as I've mentioned before, partial victory at least. Vow to remain vigilant and accept more plaudits from the media. But I think I maintain that we're in a long-term inflationary cycle that we will see. It's really more of an incipient inflation stage. It's not going to be runaway inflation, nothing like that in these earlier years. But I think we do see gradually building inflationary pressures over the next number of years because governments fear deflation more than they fear inflation in this environment of intense economic pressures here. I was about to say particularly in manufacturing, but the services pressures are increasing all the while as well. So, against that background, I'm only interested in shorting government bonds after rallies. But we've got to see a little bit more of a rally, hopefully, before I'll be tempted to do that. Precious metals, well, they're getting hit by the contagion effect here from the stock market sell-off. They are back at levels that I regard as reasonably attractive. That doesn't mean they can't go lower. They probably will go a bit lower, but they won't stay down. That's the main point. And I do expect that year in, year out, for most years at any rate, that gold will continue to be a pretty credible performer overall. So down here at 634, that must be nearly $100 off the high that we had seen last month. I think that anybody who's nibbling at gold down here, they shouldn't be expecting too much in the short term, but they won't go wrong. A year or two down the road, in my view, ditto silver, platinum, and palladium. Here, the industrial metals may see a longer consolidation because they had run so far, but that's not guaranteed either. Supplied inelasticity meets rising demand. That's the main theme, as I've mentioned over and over again, and that's going to persist for a very, very long time. Oil can also be hit by the general contagion that we are seeing. There's a tendency for that to happen. But again, the same old supply and elasticity meets rising demand. A little bit less supply and elasticity here than for most other commodities, but there is probably a more durable demand component here overall. And I think that'll keep supplies reasonably tight more often than not. And don't forget, we are now officially in the hurricane season for the Gulf of Mexico. So that could easily create a little bit of havoc later on this summer. And I think that's about it, folks. So I'll let you go with an early shorter broadcast. I'm sure that's a relief. All the best.